Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back for another edition of Lights, Camera, Rant. As my wonderful intro guy introduced myself, I am your host, Lee. Please give a round of applause for him. Pause for effect. And welcome back for another edition. So, guys, you know, if anyone who's coming here regularly, welcome back. For anyone new, really good to see you. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. And remember to always follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and you know it all, like, share, so I can keep you guys up to date with the latest news of what's coming, what to get prepared for, and to make sure you know what to watch and what not to watch. Transformers, absolutely shit. Obviously, guys, you know that we look at the news first and we have two reviews. So, first one is going to be Peacemaker with the latest episode. And we're going to be looking at episode 5 of Book of Boba Fett. So, I mean, as a professional, we will be breaking this down bit by bit and see what this is like. As the fan, holy shit! Ladies and gentlemen, this was an awesome episode. And I was texting my mates and was Snapchatting. I'm like, guys, you need to watch it. I don't care if your child's getting born. I don't care if you're getting married. I don't care if you've got a funeral. Apparently not a funeral. But everything else, I don't care. You guys need to watch this. This was a very explosive episode. But it left us with a lot of questions after. So before we get into those, let's get into the last news, because there's been a bit that's happened this past week, which I imagine is only because of the fact that it's beginning of the year, and you know, everything's trying to get announced, trying to get you pumped, trying to get up for the year of 2022. So, first things first, on the realist, that was terrible, my apologies. So, first thing, Arnie Schwarzenegger dropped a poster of him looking like Zeus for an upcoming movie that's coming out in Feb. However, there's no title. I couldn't find anything with what it's actually meant to be about. But he's just posted this photo, this poster, and the fact that it's coming out in Feb. That's it. However, what we can tell from the fact is that it must not be a major movie, because the fact that obviously, you know, it hasn't been promoted enough. So I'm not sure if this is like a Netflix movie, or, you know, if this is just something small, or this is like a TV show. However, Arnie's in it, and obviously, you know, he's going to be a very good Zeus, which if you look back on, you know, how he looked in the 20s, he was literally sculpted like a Greek god. No shit. If you don't know, go have a look at him. Mr. Olympia. The man was a beast. And he looked like it too. This man looked like he could crush you with his bare hands. And he was chiseled near perfectly. And it makes perfect sense why he won Mr. Olympia and he kept winning. You know, and obviously, he conquered that. He conquered movies. He conquered politics. The man's a beast. And back in the day, if he did Zeus now, or Zeus back then in the 20s, he would still have the bod for it. Go have a look at Conan the Barbarian. Go have a look at how he looked like then, and you know exactly what I meant. But hopefully we find out soon what this movie is, and if we do get more details. All it says is, as I said, February 2022. So keep posted, guys, and we'll find out what it's about. Also in other news, also we did, is the fact that, ladies and gentlemen, also get ready, because I completely forgot that this is actually coming out on this date, because unfortunately, being in Australia for the Inuit International, we are like the last people to get things. Anything, sometimes, majority of the time with movies, video games, we are the last people to get it, which is really, really annoying. So, when you are an Australian and you go onto Steam and you look up Steam Deck, it says it's not available in your country, which is why I forgot about it. This Steam Deck will be launched on February 25th, next month. And the most interesting thing I find about this is it going to exceed expectations, or is it going to be a flop? Look, I'm very tempted. If it does very well, two buy one to have the entire catalog of Steam, both new games coming out and classics, mainly classics, that you have access from as a, you know, a Switch that's turned up to 11 that you can access and play any of these games. And if you never want to take it portable, you can just play it at home. You literally do not have to buy or build a PC. You can just buy this unless you, you know, if you just want a gaming PC, depending on how it runs. And of course, being me, there's three levels that you can buy from the Steam Deck. I'm going to get the very top one because I want all the lovely gitch and glamour and all the gadgets. Which if eventually comes to Australia, because it was meant to come out in November and December last year. However, due to the shortage of chips, it was delayed. And I completely forgot the fact that it was coming out because, well, I knew it was coming out this year, but the fact that it was Feb, because the fact I checked the other day and I saw, I was like, all right, nothing in Australia yet. Guess I'll just wait. But yeah, so it's going to be very interesting to see whether it's going to pass over the next month when it finally gets into people's hands. So a lot of the reviews are for it are very positive, but people do want to see what the end product's going to be when it's in their hot little hands and see what the feedback is, which I really hope is positive. But definitely stay tuned because I will report on this straight away because I want to know myself whether or not to buy one or just skip it with the rest of the Nintendo stuff that got made in the 90s, you know, the glove and everything else that just failed miserably. So yes, also another little thing that happened this past week, which I thought was really cool, is that we got a three-way, pause for everyone laughing who's got the dirty mind. Okay, so everyone who's actually proper, we have a three-way of the fact of both Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland and Tobey Maguire talking about their experience with Spider-Man No Way Home, which I definitely recommend to go check out because it was really interesting to see these guys talk, see what their favorites was, see what made them bring back, you know, come back to the property, and obviously return, and you know how little they knew going in, but they're like, you know, Tobey was like just the sheer passion from Amy Pascal and Kevin Feige was one of the biggest driving forces for him to come back as Spider-Man, and Andrew Garfield was like, well, if Toby's in, then I am, which we got that spectacular multiple scenes with all of them in Spider-Man No Way Home. But, which I love the interview, but the most interesting thing about that entire interview is the fact that Toby said that, you know, this Spider-Man No Way Home is not a closure for his character. Now, that could mean the fact he could just leave the door open and never return, or he will return for his own movie or something else a little bit strange. I'm so sorry. That did not that sound good in my head, but that did not come out as well as I thought it would. So the thing is, the rumor going around is the fact that he will be in Doctor Strange 2, because obviously the multiple cameos, and the fact that it's possible that he will have a fight with Wanda. Now, obviously take this as a grain of salt with this comment, but also recently, the Portuguese voiceover person who does Wanda shared on her Instagram a photo of her and Tobey Maguire's Portuguese voice character, you know, voiceover guy who's been doing him for years. So there's a whole speculation, gasoline on the fire, the fact that Tobey will appear in Doctor Strange 2, which I really hope he does, but I don't want him to be a one-off. I want him to have significant scenes and be there in a decent amount of time, you know, for anything really, you know. But however, you know, he does come back, I'm all up for Tobey Maguire coming back. You know, for me, if anything with Tobey or Toby is a pull on the heartstrings, nostalgia strings. So if he does come back to Stranger 2, I really hope he does, and be really cool to see if we will see that closure or if we get Spider-Man 4, ladies and gentlemen. Also, another thing that could make it also the fact he will be in Doctor Strange 2 is the fact that they did reshoots, which we do know have just finished. Also, above all else, it's been directed by Sam Raimi, who did the original Spider-Man trilogy 1, 2, and 3. So, fingers crossed for that. So, moving on. So, we've also got The Rock actually did a little teaser this week in an interview, the fact that he's currently working on a video game movie that will be announced later this year, that he is making. Now, he didn't say what the video game was. He didn't give any details on, you know, what possibly could be. The only detail, in fact, we have from the interview is the fact that he said he wants to do a faithful representation for the gaming community for these badass characters. Now, that's all what we really have to play on. So, sports bet, let's put my money. I think it's God of War. Yeah, then again, it could be too close to Black Adam that he's working on, which we can see from the set photos, he's put a lot of heart and passion onto that, and which we can see his physique is on point. So if he went into God of War for this, and if this was like an God of War movie, take my money. That would be freaking fantastic if he did that. And I'd really hope he did very well, which, you know, so far, everything we can see from Black Adam, it's looking all really positive. We still haven't got a full trailer for Black Adam. However, I have no doubt they'll come very, 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 very soon. So, guys, expect the fact that The Rock will announce a video game movie this year. Obviously, it's not going to come out this year, but he will announce what it is. So, looks like we're going to get another video game to cinema movie coming out. So, it's going to be interesting to see what it is. And if... which I had to check yesterday as well, is the fact that to get tickets for Uncharted, which isn't very far off coming out. So make sure you guys get your tickets for Uncharted with Tom Holland, because I'm going to be right there, and I have my fingers crossed this will not suffer the video game curse. Also, speaking about Spider-Man, is that we also got this week, as well as early concept art photos of No Way Home that include Mysterio. We're fighting at the Statue of Liberty against Doctor Strange. Now, I know a lot of people were clamoring for him to come back. You know, he did very well, Jake Gyllenhaal. However, I feel like you got an entire movie, you didn't need to come back for No Way Home. And I feel like everything with No Way Home, everyone got their time perfectly. And if they put another character in, someone would have had to lose some more time. However, you know, that character's done. We've got all these, and No Way Home is fantastic. I can really not really fault that movie. However, definitely go back and check my review because it was bloody fantastic. But yeah, we've seen this concept art. It makes you think of what the early drafts were going to be. Because right now, I do apologize. I can't remember the website. You can go on and you can see the entire script of Spider-Man No Way Home. Yep, the entire script. Scene by scene. All up online. You can go read. It's actually an interesting read. Because as I was looking over, like, just seeing different parts of, like, oh, that's how they were feeling, you know, emotion-wise, stuff like that. Because, you know, obviously they've got to explain what's going on. But definitely go, you know, if you do have a few moments to go check out the whole script of Spider-Man No Way Home. Also, that happened in this past week is, I really hope this is true. Rumor is Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order 2 will be announced and released before June this year. That got reported, and look, I really hope it does. Jedi Fallen Order was a great first game. You know, they did, it feels like it's been ages since I've had a decent Star Wars game, but this was awesome. The mechanics and building, you know, the story, getting your own, you know, lightsaber, you know, saber crystal, you know, just the mechanics and the fighting mechanics and the story was all fantastic and well done. So I can't wait for number 2. I'm really looking forward to it. If that's indeed the case, I will be excited for that. And I can't wait to tell you guys when it's coming out. What is also coming out this year that did get announced was that a game came out a few years ago called Two Point Hospital, which was a spiritual successor to Theme Hospital back on the PlayStation, where you build a hospital and there's crazy diseases, crazy... ways to cure those diseases and, you know, try not to let people die. It's a lot of fun. It's actually quite funny. I love the game. Unfortunately, I can't find a disc. I'm that person and I really don't want to go buy it again. However, I do know it is on Game Pass, Xbox Game Pass, if you do want to check it out. If you do like that building aspect. So this particular company, they're making a new game called Two Point Campus, which you build your own university. Same kind of thing, you know, you build your campus, create, you know, crazy classes, and obviously you gotta make sure you want everyone to succeed the best way possible. So this got announced a few months ago. However, we got a release date, which is the 17th of May. 17th of May? Yep, 17th of May, 2022. I just had to make sure because I was like, May or April, 22 this year. So definitely go check that out. I put a trailer on my Instagram. It looks kind of fun if you're like into those type of games. Speaking on the games category, WB has reiterated the fact that Harry Potter, New Harry Potter game and Gotham Knights will be coming out this year. The report that came out a few weeks ago saying the fact that we're going to be pushed back another year, they're pushing saying it was false, and the fact that these titles will be coming out this year, which I really do hope so. Because like the Harry Potter game is kind of piquing more and more of my curiosity to buy it. So right now it's like Two Point Campus and Harry Potter game that's both got my eye. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna catch that. I'm gonna get those. So and Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, if it does get announced and comes out, that is also on my hit list. So let's keep going. Mortal Kombat 2 got greenlit. Yes, can't wait. Definitely tell me in the comments who you want to see appearing Mortal Kombat 2, because the fact the first one was fantastic. Loved it. Loved the action. Definitely go check it a few episodes ago because the fact I did do a review on that. Ron Perlman is still going to make Hellboy 3, which Hellboy 1 and 2 was great. And I really do hope they make Hellboy 3. However, the bloke's like 71. And, you know, he says it's for the fans if he does it. But, you know, I hope they do. It's a completely missed opportunity. Not to mention the new Hellboy flopped terribly. So that should tell you to go back and make Hellboy 3. Because the fact that that new one was just, oh, god awful. Also, if you're aiming for Percy Jackson and the Olympians book series, if you're any fans of those, a Disney Plus show has been announced. No release date, but they have announced it will be a faithful representation of the books and hopefully continue the story a whole lot better than what the first two movies did, because the fact there was so much left to do in those two movies, even the second one also left a cliffhanger. But yes, if you do like those two books, the Disney Plus show will be coming. Also, obviously, continue on. Now, this one was weird. China is weird. China is weird. So, if you haven't seen this movie, stop my podcast, go watch it, and come back. We're talking about the 1999 classic Fight Club with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. So, this caused a giant media storm because of the fact that this particular movie, right at the end, Edward Norton's character, the narrator, killing off his alter ego, Tyler Durden, and setting off a chain of explosions on banks and credit records, you know, basically resetting the economy. It's a lovely shot right in the film, and finally achieved, because obviously that's why he was trying to do Fight Club. Not to mention, definitely go watch Fight Club, because like, Meatloaf's in it, RIP, rest in peace. So that's how it's meant to end. But China has altered the ending where it turns to black, just with a message saying the fact that all criminals were apprehended and authorities would triumph. Why? Why did, after 23 years, why has China changed the ending? I'm sure a lot of people in China have seen the movie when it got originally released. Like, it's like an old Western where you want the villains. You want the police to win. Like, no, usually the police don't usually win in that aspect. You know, it's kind of really weird that they have done that in the way they've done it, because it's the fact that, like, why have you altered it? What else have you altered? But we do know, obviously, China does have a little tighter, restrictions on what they view. But yeah, they change the ending. That's not a good ending. That makes that movie worse and completely messes with the entire plot of the film. But definitely go watch that film. It's fantastic. When I read it, I was just like, what? Why? What? And then I saw it was China. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. I can, yep. Definitely makes sense why they would do that. Also, new DLC has been released for both City Skylines and Prison Architect. For City Skylines, they've done an expansion on airports. Fantastic city building game. It's basically SimCity, but it's really good. They've done very well with the game. So looking forward to seeing that when I have time after I finish Evil Genius 2. Also, Prison Architect released Perfect Storm, which means build your prison and try and deal with massive storms, heat waves, all that kind of fun stuff in between with all of your prisoners. Good luck. So both great games, both building aspects, and you know both these particular expansion packs. I had a look at the details. They look like they do have a lot to add to the game for their price range. So let me know. Do you guys like these games? Like, do you like the city building games, or are you like, nah, give me Call of Duty, give me a gun, go for it. Let's keep going. So also what we got was, now this is kind of, I was kind of sad. I was kind of sad when I read this. I was like, oh, really? But sad, but also like not surprised. So James Gunn was doing an interview and he mentioned the fact that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will be the last time that we see the team together. And the fact that there's going to be a lot of things that's going to happen that are really unexpected. And it's going to be quite dark, which completely tickled my curiosity. And he kind of knew this is obviously going to wrap up the trilogy and, you know, who's ever going to survive moving these characters forward. So this is going to be based after Thor 4. This is also going to be based after Endgame and the Guardians of the Galaxy special Groot Christmas special that's coming out as well. So, look, we do know the fact that it's going to be the end, but it's going to be interesting to see who lives, who dies. But if this is obviously, you know, the end of the case, where are they going to pop up next? You know, who do we really have in space so far? You know, which of these characters want to come back? But we will definitely find out next year, May the 5th, 2023. Can't wait. But the Christmas special comes out at the end of this year. So that's going to give us an insight what's going to happen. Also speaking with James Gunn is the fact he has announced the fact that there is a possibility for Peacemaker Season 2 and a possible another spin-off from that Suicide Squad movie. So which character from that Suicide Squad movie would you like to see a spin-off? Is it Ratcatcher? I would like more Ratcatcher, but actually, to be honest, I want more Bloodsport. I want to see more of him, 110%, because Iris Elba did fantastic, which I'm pretty sure I did read that apparently his agent is in talks for play him to finally play James Bond. Do you want to see Iris Elba as James Bond, or do you want a young gun to come in and take over the role? You tell me. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is my all the news I have for you guys that happened the past week, right? There's a lot to go through. But when I was excited, I was sad, I was excited again, and I was sad again, and I'm like, oh, Guardians of the Galaxy, shit. But let's go into our two reviews. So, straight up, James Gunn is fan-effing-tastic with soundtracks. I love the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2. Loved them. As I said, I'd be 80s and like 80s metal bands and like 90s, like Metallica is my favorite band, Alice Cooper. But this episode, every song he nearly picked for this was fantastic. I loved it, went on Spotify and saved it straight away. It's just rock, fits in perfectly. So in this particular episode, we see the team has to go do basically a team building experience and check out the factory where all this yellow honey looking goo, which is believed to be where all the butterflies are going to be. So when this team gets together, they're a little bit back and forth in the drive over there, you know, so far how this episode's going. And you know, we find out the fact that both Peacemaker and Economist, I forgot his name. I'm so sorry. Obviously, the guy in the chair, the tech dude, they both love a band, 11 Street Kids. You know, the song, they both love it, and they have a good team building experience. So this episode, as they go there, they find the butter, they go to the factory. John Cena has gone emblazoned because of the fact he's got an X-ray helmet. He can see all the butterflies. He goes in and he's shooting away. Now, this I love. So as they're all going shooting away, right at the end is the fact that they find a gorilla. Yep, a gorilla. And they're trying to beat the gorilla, yet the tech dude comes in with a chainsaw and straight up the gut and straight into the guts of the gorilla. And boom, they got all gorilla blood all over them. They share for a moment because the fact of seeing what, he saved the day with a chainsaw in the back of a gorilla. And as I'm saying that is indeed correct. So, as after that, we also find out the fact that Peacemaker left his helmet at the office with the team. And we see the fact that the leader also has a butterfly in his head, which comes into a scene between him, the chick, and him right at the end. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the next episode is going to be. So this episode was a lot of team building, continuing the story, great acting all around, action on point, soundtrack on point. I did not have a negative for this episode. I was writing out my review and I thought, there was nothing. I liked this from start to finish. They're progressing the story very well. I was telling a mate that was like, he's like, I haven't watched Peacemaker yet. I'm like, watch it. You're going to love it. Because he also has, the same taste in music as himself. He loves, 80s rock and metal. I'm like, it just does it very well. James Gunn knows exactly what kind of music to pump into an episode. But, we also got more information about more the butterflies, which they've kind of been scarce. Information is scarce all the way up until now. There's only three episodes left. But so far, at this point, I want season two. John Cena is kicking ass as Peacemaker. And the cast around him are doing, very well. I'm loving it. I've got less negative stuff to say about Peacemaker than I do say the Book of Boba Fett. And the fact that I love Star Wars. I absolutely love Star Wars, yet Peacemaker is smashing it out of the water. And they're doing it very, very well. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the MCU do their shows terrifically. But it is nice to see something that R-rated, that a little bit more gritty, that a little bit more, smash in the face. So, so far, definitely tell me, guys, what you think. Are you loving it? Is it up your alley? But so far, so good. And I'm looking forward to the last three episodes. Just made me laugh. Just the action and the back and forth. But no negative for this episode. All 100% positive. Keep going. And James Gunn is killing it. So, here we go to our final review. Well, it was one of two anyway. Episode 5 of Boba Fett. Oh, I'm sorry. Episode 5 of Boba Fett. This is actually not episode 5 of Boba Fett. This is actually Mandalorian Episode 0 Season 3. This episode was all Mando. Return of the King, the Mandalorian. This is a fantastic episode. I love this from start to finish. Because of the fact that it starts off with Mando coming in. He looks like he's in a butcher kind of thing. Looks like with aliens. And he comes up to a guy. Similar how what we saw in the first episode. How he drops the bounty. He's like, I'm after you. At which, you hear the music and it goes all silent. And he says the lines like, I can bring you in warm. Or I can bring you in cold. And I saw on TikTok everyone losing their shit. And obviously turns into a fight. He cuts himself because we can see the fact he's still got the spear and he's still got the black saber, which he cuts himself with the black saber. But he looks, compared to with a blaster, he's looking a bit sluggish with the blade, which you do see. Cuts the bad guy in half, like perfectly for a butcher. So it starts off with that. So then what he does, he's trying to find a particular area. So the area he's trying to find is on this giant ring, which, swear to God, it looks like all Halo references, All I had to hear the music, and it was, you know, just the way it was shot, you know, it's a giant ring. And I'm like, all right, is this Halo vibes? Are we getting ready for the Halo TV show? Is Mandalorian in Halo? That'd be freaking fantastic. So we do see that. And biggest thing I keep saying about, probably not the Book of Boba Fett at the moment, but Mandalorian, such rich world building in the whole thing and creating all this. So what we find is the fact that he actually, what he actually does is that he delivers the bounty, and then what happens is he finds Mandalorian, she is the blacksmith for all the Mandalorian gear. We see her and one other Mandalorian. So obviously they're still survived after what happened, the events of them, you know, all helping Mando. So we see the fact that he's talking to her and he shows the black saber, which, you know, they talk about the history of Mandalore, the blade, and Bo-Katan, and the fact that what this represents. And also what he does, the fact that she does mention the fact that Mandalorian armor should not be used, made into a weapon. It's meant to be made as armor. So, cute little thing. He gets it melted down for a surprise for Grogu, which I was not kind of expecting Grogu to come back again. I kind of thought like that was it, but yep, he's making a little present for him, which the other Mandalorian that is there, that he wants to fight because he wants the black saber to restore his heritage to his family. But before they go into the little fight thing, both Mando and the blacksmith have a fight, and she's explaining the fact that the reason he's so sluggish is because, and why he feels the blade is so heavy, is because he's not fighting against his opponent, he's fighting against the blade. Which is an interesting dynamic, because the fact it's not, you know, it's not a normal lightsaber, this is the black saber. So he does that fight with the blacksmith, he loses it because of the fact that she's whooping his ass. And what we get in the fight between him and the other Mandalorian is they go back and forth. Mando's still struggling because of black saber. Mando wins the fight. However, the blacksmith says, "Have you ever removed your helmet?" The other Mandalorian says, "Nope, I haven't." But then she asks Mando, and she asks him twice, and he says, "Yes, I have removed my helmet," which there was a TikTok of, which Mark from Mark My Words sent me, which was like all sad music when that scene got asked, and it does a flashback to Grogu touching his face. I was like, ah, heartstrings. And she mentions the fact that, you know, you're out of the guild. You know, you broke the one rule. You broke the first rule of man, you know, being in the guild. And the only way he can atone for it is going into the waters in the mines on Mandalore. However, they don't exist anymore. So right now, he's not in the guild anymore. You know, they're not going to help him anymore because of what happened. So it's going to be interesting for season 3, like, what's going to happen because of that aspect. But what he does is that he goes back to Tatooine and visits Pelimoto, which was the mechanic that we saw briefly in a couple episodes ago of Boba Fett, as well as she was in season 1 and season 2 of The Mandalorian. And she says that, "I've got a new ship for you. You don't need the Razor Crest," because obviously we saw what happened to it. It is gone. And what we actually do see is, in fact, it's a Naboo N1 Starfighter. You know, and all of the references from episode 1 of Star Wars flood in for this. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. But right before that, I forgot to mention the fact this is directed by Bryce Howard. She is doing fantastic with both Mandalorian season 1 and what she's directed. She's doing very well, and people love the fact this episode and what she did with this. There is also a Jurassic Park reference. The mechanic Pilly is trying to kill this little like bugger thing. to get rid of, and it kind of catches her, and then you see the scene from the first Jurassic Park where the guy's getting dragged. Right there. I knew where that was going. As well as a reference to Star Wars Fallen Jedi. BB-8's in that. I was like, that one too. But this has so many episode one references, because what happens is that they rebuild the Starfighter for Mando. They do a whole montage thing building the ship. And then when they get it all ready, she's like, oh, let's go do... let's test it out. So as it goes to test it out, it's straight to the race scene from episode one with the pod racing. He goes through, you know, all the caverns and the caves. It's like, this is pod racing. And then he goes, obviously, he wants to really test it, so he goes into space, gets some of the Republic Starfighters on his tail, which they do talk really briefly. And then he jumps into hive space, which is in the instant, comes back down, and it's all in. He loves it. Perfect. And she says, oh, no, what do you want it? He's like, yep, sure, I'll, you know, after saying no, he'll finally take it. But right at the end is that we do get our connection to Boba Fett, which is Finnick. Comes up to him and says, I got a job for you. You know, it pays very well, which Mando's like, no, you can have it on the house for Boba Fett. And she's like, oh, you know, what are you going to do next? He's like, I've got to do one thing before I can help you, which we can see that he's on a Starfleeter to go visit Grogu, because he's holding the present that the blacksmith made for him, which is all wrapped up. So we don't actually know what it is yet, but it's going to be very interesting. So that's what the spear got broken into. Melted down to. So overall, if you're following with all my, you know, all with all that, this episode was fantastic. I loved it. Yeah, as soon as you saw Mando come on the screen, you heard that Mando theme, I was like, yes! I was Snapchatting my mates. I'm like, Mando's back! Spoilers, Mando is back. Guys, you need to watch it right now. So that was really good. Just the fact that, you know, what we saw, you know, the fact that, you know, more about the Black Saber, like, how's Bo-Katan going to come into season 3? Where's that going to lie? You know, seeing Pedro Pascal back, which, you know, this is the thing. So Boba Fett wasn't in this at all, right? Which means, and this is only 6 episodes long, so the last episode's next week. Next week's episode really has to have action, be ruthless, it has to be out of this world, because the fact that, the thing is, a whole episode didn't contain the main character. My apologies, sorry. 6 and 7, so we've got 2 episodes left. 2 episodes left. After that, and you know, these next 2 episodes better blow us out of the water, because in fact this whole episode was dedicated to Mando, which I'm not saying no, but you know, the next 2 episodes have to be off tap, because I feel like Boba Fett's getting the raw deal after all this. And, you know, and a lot of people are like, you know, we want more Mando, and it's funny because the fact that everyone wanted a Boba Fett movie for this character to get justice, right? This ruthless bounty hunter. Yet now everyone's like, nah, more Mando. I don't want Boba Fett. More Mando. How else can I say this? More of the man and more of the DeLoreans. Ooh, more DeLoreans would be nice. But that's the interesting thing about this episode. That these last 2 episodes better be ruthless, action-packed, you know, all together for Boba Fett. He really needs to come into that character and bring it. That's what I'm saying, is because of the fact that it's, you know, it feels like Boba Fett's getting the raw deal of this whole thing, because of, you know, a whole episode, it's his series, yet one episode is completely dedicated to Mando. I loved it, but it raises questions, and this is what I meant earlier, the fact that, like, why, I get why, but is that different to the character itself of Boba Fett and what is missing? Because, you know, from what we've seen. But look, everything for this guy, everything for this episode was on point. Loved it. Action. Everything. Definitely go check it out. I can't praise it enough. Yeah, the only negative I have is not even about the episode. All I have negative is the fact about Boba Fett and how he's getting the raw deal. But look, guys, you tell me, did you enjoy this episode of The Mandalorian? Do you think it was too much Mando? Do you think we should have had more Boba Fett? Do you think Boba Fett's getting the raw deal? Or do you believe the fact that Boba Fett, the book of Boba Fett, is just a giant bore? And with that, guys, I want to thank you very much for joining me with this episode. I really hope you enjoyed it, as always. And always tune in next week, because of the fact that we're going to keep pumping through to keep you guys up to date. Definitely also go check out YouTube, because there is 2 video game reviews up there, which wow. For 2 first videos, I was so glad I got to make them. But the fact that, like, just trying to get them going was just, like, a little bit of grind. But like when they came together, I was like, yeah, there we go. Going. And look, I will be trying to bring out more video game reviews on the YouTube platform. But obviously with work and everything, it's a little bit harder. But definitely stay tuned and subscribe. And with that, guys, I hope you have a great day. And until next time.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting!